Look, the Road Accident Fund. Ah, it's in a mess. And the mess that it's in is laid out very, very obviously and very clearly in an affidavit accompanying an urgent court application by the acting CEO of the Road Accident Fund, Collins Letsualo. They've approached the court on an urgent basis to kind of unattach various of their bank accounts, which have been attached by law firms acting for a couple of hundred Road Accident Fund claimants who are not getting their money and they want it. And essentially, the argument is we can't pay people within the 30 days that legislation says we must pay them once the amount of their claim has been settled. We need 180 days because we have to prioritize longer standing claims first. If people who have access to lawyers attach our bank accounts and then we have to pay those people in order to unfreeze the bank accounts so we can use them again, that means the people who should have been at the front of the queue move to the back of the queue. And we're in a situation where every month we are liable for 800 million rand more in claims than we get from the Road Accident Fund levy, which is part of the petrol price. And Tony Beamish, legal writer for MoneyWeb, joins us on the line now. I mean, that's, you know, 800 million rand a month, Tony. That's a significantly increasing shortfall month on month on month.
Afternoon to you, John, and my compatriots from the Cape, my hometown. It's so good to speak to you. John, it is an enormous sum of money, and I have described it in MoneyWeb as an intractable problem because it's just one black hole. And now, I've been investigating the goings-on at the Road Accident Fund for 21 years, and it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse.
I don't know what you feel about this, but I felt some sympathy for Collins Letsualo because, as he said, we have no other sources of income. It's not that we're denying that the people have the right to be paid this money, but unless we're allowed to operate the system as we're operating it at the moment, and yes, people are waiting 180 days instead of 30 days to get their money, but this way everybody is getting their money even if slower than they would like.
But, John, that's not so, because it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. I in the MoneyWeb story, I described that claims accrue against the RAF at over 14 million rand a day, which translates to 164 rand every second. So the time we've finished this interview, you'll just imagine how much has accrued in claims. They're never, ever, ever, ever going to be able to get that kind of money in it. It's... you know, we in South Africa, we're in denial. It's not going to get any better. The accident rate gets worse. The claims are going to increase, and there's no way of sorting it out. Now, on the 800 million, I've been asked to point out by people in the know that and I'm no expert on this, and I'm not saying it's a fact, that SARS collects the 1.93 rand fuel levy. Do they pay over to the RAF that 1.93 rand per litre, or is there some sort of commission taken for the collection costs? I don't know. That I don't know, but that is a concern to some people. But still, it's an enormous amount of money, John.
It is, but it's not the Road Accident Fund's fault. This is why I say, Tony, reading the papers, I had sympathy for Collins Letsualo, because he only has the money to pay out which he gets from the Road Accident Fund levy, that whatever it is. So that's it. He has no more money than that. So they have to manage that money as best they can. And then to prioritize people, first come, first served, as he says they want to do, rather than have to respond to court orders, seems reasonable to me.
Yes, John. I know it's going to result in a flood of accusations, but surely... you should, when you pay your vehicle insurance, you should be paying insurance as you do in, as I said, first world countries. I know we might not be there, but you should insure for that yourself. Why should we have a road accident fund? It should be incorporated in one's motor car insurance, and one should be obliged to have that insurance.
Yes, but again, that's not the Road Accident Fund's fault. It is the government's fault for not having fixed the Road Accident Fund in all of the years, the decades, that it has been a problem.
Absolutely. I mean, we deal in so many billions in state capture and in this and that I think we've sort of become, we talk in billions and we don't actually realize, but the RAF right now needs 17 billion just to sort out the claims part. And the Ministry of Transport, the government, they need to do something. Otherwise, it's only going to get worse. The roads are not getting any better. You know, and that's the thing. And another thing I need to point out before there's a feeding frenzy on ambulance chasers, quote unquote, is that generally speaking, lawyers don't cause motor collisions. So, you know, to blame the lawyers are not entirely innocent, and a good number of them, in overcharging their clients, which also makes the problem worse. But the point is, lawyers don't cause road accidents. So there's absolutely no way out of this problem at the moment, unless there's urgent intervention by government. And we need to realize that...
government has been, you know, there was the Satchwell Commission of Inquiry. Judge Cathy Satchwell led a commission of inquiry into the RAF and made some suggestions, and that's more than a decade ago.
Actually,
and those suggestions have been...
John.
Is it as long ago as that?
Well, 18 years ago, yeah. I was sort of on the fringes of that one there. And but these things are not put into thing. But the point is... Maybe it needs to start all again. I mean, why don't you and I bring an application to say, listen, all our shop accounts, we just can't pay them at the moment now, so just give us a break.
Yeah, if the income is 800 million rand a month below the expenditure on average, then the situation needs to be changed. Either people must be forced to take out their own insurance, and if they don't, then they don't have access to compensation through the RAF, or, and this will make people angry, the levy has to increase so that the income matches the expenditure. But something, as is quite clear from this application, needs to happen.
You took the words out of my mouth. I mean, perhaps 4 rand a litre would solve it, but as you said, both of us will be getting hate mail if we posit that one.
Okay, Tony, thanks for raising the issue again, and it's something that we must put on our diaries to follow up, to find out, remind ourselves. See, you know, the thing about this country, so much happens. There is so much happening every single day that you tend to forget about something that was sort of prominent a couple of months ago, and for the life of me, I can't recall where the attempt to reform and do the Road Accident Fund stuff differently, where that is at the moment.